Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, you know, Alan, I think one of the great oxymorons in wine speak is the two words inexpensive Bordeaux. I'm not really sure it exists, but there are some values, but you have to keep in mind that it's still Bordeaux, and so you need to approach it with that whole oeuvre in mind.
That's right, meaning that these wines usually are pretty good acidity, pretty good tannins. They're not made to be enjoyed right off the bat, and they usually require a little bit of aging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, regardless if it's a young wine that's inexpensive or a young wine that's very expensive, you tend to have to put these aside for a little while.
At least a little while.
I looked at a bunch just to see what I could get, and here's my report on this. Here's one called Chateau Tuileries Paget. This is from 2010. It's only a $10 Bordeaux.
Really cheap.
Yeah, Merlot, Cab Sauv, Cab Franc. And there's a lot of acid and a lot of tannin. It's lean, but actually fairly flavorful fruit. Do not expect this to behave like a first growth or anything. This is cafe wine.
Okay.
You know, it's good with pizza.
Adjust your expectations
exactly.
Based on the price point. And that's probably valid.
Here we go up to $15. Chateau Gachon from Montagne Saint-Emilion. That's
okay.
On the right bank. You're going to expect to have a lot of Merlot. And in fact, there's 70%. And this one is showing a little bit more. We're getting some spicy black plum, some red apples, a whiff of rosemary, and a dry puff of tobacco. That's pretty good complexity.
Mm-hmm.
On the palate, the wine is light to medium, which is what I would kind of expect from this price point.
Right.
And the fruit, although it's no longer young because this is a 2008, and they've done the aging for you.
Right.
It still is pretty vibrant.
Right.
If you can find older cheap Bordeaux, I would go that way because
right.
A lot of them really do require aging. Here's a pretty good example. Chateau La Landotte, Medoc, 2010, $22. And this one tasted so much like every young Bordeaux I've ever had.
Hmm.
It's just very familiar territory for me. Good depth of color with ruby highlights. Powerful and lovely nose of red plum, cedarwood, and sweet strawberry toffee. In other words, very, very nice. And all of that was in abundance. Upon tasting, the wine is very firmly closed and has tannins that are dominating the flavor. So what that means with this 2010, I'll buy six bottles maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Have one now just to see what it's like and stick the other five away for a few years.
Until I come over.
Hugh, you're welcome anytime. I will build a dinner around these wines for you. But just keep your expectations.
Will do.
But that's the point. This wine is going to be much better in about 5 years' time. That's the Chateau Landotte. And finally, I had one called Le Vieux Pierre from Lussac Saint-Emilion, 2009. This was probably my favorite of them all. It opened up very, very nicely, and it relaxed. And it brought the fruit out there. There was good supporting acidity and tannins. Lots of good complexity, things like cherry and coffee-flavored toffee
mm-hmm.
going in there. Nothing coming on like gangbusters, but a very nice bottle. And at $15...
That's a deal.
It really is a deal.
$15 Saint-Emilion, that's
Lussac
great.
Saint-Emilion,
okay.
So it's one of the satellite appellations. But here's another thing that might be a very good deal for people. I'm going to be putting together a wine and history tour of Portugal and Spain this October. It's called Vineyards and Victories. It's going to focus equally on the history of these regions and the food and especially the wine.
Go to the Cellar Notes page on the WIPR website and click on the Vineyards and Victories tour.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.